Life Audio.
When we're happy, God's Word helps us understand the value of giving the Lord praise. When we're grieving, God's Word reminds us that our ultimate comfort is found in Him. When we're confused, God's Word gives us clarity and direction. In just a moment, we'll be looking at God's Word together and receiving the benefits and blessings of God's revealed wisdom. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, which says, "By which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desire." Knowing Jesus involves much more than just knowing about Him. When we truly know Him, we live in a continual relationship with Him. Our hearts are made brand new. Our perspective changes. We begin to see things with His eyes. We start speaking with words that He prompts as He teaches us to live in this world like He did. In fact, when we came to know Jesus by faith, we were granted a new nature. We became partakers of His divine nature, and we are no longer held in chains to the corrupt and sinful desires of this world. The appeal they once had over us has been exposed as the destructive influence it truly is. The damage and ruin the sin of this world was trying to do in our lives has been held up to the light of the gospel, and now we can see these things like Jesus sees them. I don't know if you're feeling trapped in your sin right now, but let me assure you that you are not a prisoner to sin if Jesus is your Lord. Through Jesus, you can escape sin's stranglehold. Through Jesus, you have a brand new nature and the indwelling presence of His power. True freedom is yours in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Father, we're grateful for the freedom that You have granted us through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful that we are no longer trapped in our sin. We're no longer held captive to its power. You've made us a brand new creation. You've given us a new mind. You've given us a new perspective. We approach life differently because You've given us new life. And we're grateful that we no longer need to be slaves to the desires of our sinful nature. You've made us partakers of Your divine nature. And You've changed what appeals to us. In the past, we found the sinful attitudes and mindsets and proclivities of this world very appealing. But now You've given us a new perspective. You've taught us to value holiness. You've taught us to value righteousness. You've taught us to listen to Your counsel. You've made our hearts crave Your advice. And we're grateful for the privilege that it is to be able to listen to You as You speak to our hearts. And we're grateful for the privilege that it is to be able to read Your Word together and internalize the teaching that You've communicated to us in it. Lord, with this new perspective and with this new mind and with the new eyes that You've granted to us, we pray that we would live a life that brings You glory. We pray that as we speak, that we would speak with words that You prompt us to speak, and that You'd help us to go about life in this world in such a way that we reflect the heart of Your Son, Jesus Christ. We're grateful for the encouragement that You give to us in all of these areas, and we commit this day to Your care and pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and get biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reason podcast show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.